Okay, so I'm with first team coach Andy Heald, and this is after the 4-1 win away at Hanley Town in the Premier Division. Healdy, a superb first half, you know, we were unstoppable.
Yeah, I think I was absolutely buzzing. I think we worked really hard on Thursday. I was a little bit critical of the lads where chances were coming too easy to them. And it didn't mean enough when they weren't going in. And I think we got killed against FC Liverpool. You know, their forward there, he got, what, two or three chances on the day, made sure he scored it. We had, what, 25 chances and didn't get one. So the purpose of Thursday was very much around that, and that the chances are special and to work hard. And I think first half we had seven and converted four. So it was like... it really hit home, and the forward, the attacking performance was frightening to watch. So yeah, really, really pleasing.
The link-up play, I thought, you know, between the two strike partners, Cover and Batch, you know, they really are working hard together, and it's working well, do you think?
Yeah, it's been difficult. You know, Jordan's been had an amazing pre-season. You know, talk of the league, and then you know, he suffered a couple of injuries and mentally wasn't quite there, so you know, to get him back in today, you just get the feeling with Jordan when he's on it, and when they do play together like that, you've just seen it firsthand. They're frightening. You know, the phases of play and the link-up play was just really, really brilliant to watch. So yeah, it's great when they play like that. Really good.
And would you say, you know, for any team looking for promotion, a good strike partnership is really important? Because like you said, we had Bats in the first division who was scoring goals, but sometimes, you know, he turns from scorer to provider, and it's really important.
Yeah, you've got to, you know, between them, you know, you've got to be looking at 50 goals, you know, at least. And it's absolutely crucial, any top team, at any level, you've got to have goal scorers. And, you know, we've got, you know, those two, but we've got more... You know, I think Ben Hardcastle he's had a quiet afternoon today, but he's our leading goal scorer at the minute. You know, so the goals will come up from all over the park. I mean, that's what we really encourage, is that it's not just them two, but yeah, that's the key to success, definitely.
Brookie came back into the side today at left back. How good was it to see? Because you played with Brookie, and obviously he had that nasty injury. How good was it to see him back play and play well today?
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant for the lad. You know, it's been a real terrible few, you know, 18 months, nearly 2 years he's not played for, to the point where I think the lad was going to call it a day. And to see that today, he's got himself fit, he's been away and got a few games and done well, and you know, he's not put a foot wrong today. You know, you can't take that away from the lad. I think he set the first goal up as well with a great through ball, so absolutely buzzing for him, and I know he'll be made up with that. Yeah.
Second half, I think it's fair to say we took our foot off the gas a little bit, and you know, we conceded the penalty. What went wrong for you second half, would you say?
I don't know. It's a mental thing with us at times. We take a... It almost becomes too easy. You know, you're 4-0 up, and then it's a silly penalty. Whether, I don't know, the referee's been a bit harsh, I think. But and we struggle to get out. We brought Jordan off with to save him for Monday, and that outlet ball stopped, and we started to overplay it in places. And I've just said to the lads in that, so we've got to understand that certain teams are going to have 10-minute spells and 15-minute spells, and what we've got to do is not get frustrated with that, but be disciplined with it, and you know, stay organised and stay positive. You know, as soon as we go into that negative vibe at times, it's not pretty to watch by us, but we're learning. And I think defensively today, which I'm really buzzing about, you know, Marquez, in particular, second half was fantastic. Yeah, I think he's early, he was just unbelievable. So, you know, I'm taking them positives from it. He's had a real good test today, so, and it was good to see him so dominant.
It was good to see us adapt as well, because obviously we had to bring the right back off through. I think was it an injury, a little niggle, and then Grimmie came on right back. It was good to see how we can adapt to you know, a worst case scenario.
That's it. We was up against it today. You know, Jake Kenny's away. He's a right back. We've had Mike Leo available today, left back. We've had Gaz Pete go down injured last night. Going for a run at home again. So you know, Brookie's had to be thrown in. We've had to put Grimmie on at right back. So the squad's getting tested, and you know, we've come through it really, really well. So yeah, I'm really happy.
Yeah, I agree. So you touched on Monday's game. On Monday we welcome Barnoldswick Town. Are you expecting no easy games in this Premier Division? Is it another tough, you know, one game at a time?
That's it. There is no easy games. It's as simple as that. And we learned that last season. It's critical that we get off to a good start. We're happy with our start. so far. We will not take that lightly. We've got a few more players back fit. Really pleased to get 90 minutes in for like Justin today. So we've got lads playing for places, chomping at the bit to go out and get another good performance and hopefully another good result. So yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
Good stuff. Well, Hildy, thanks a lot for joining us. Cheers.